needed this week to avert a government shutdown.
So in case anybody has any question, the wall's going to get built.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin confirming the Trump administration's tax reform plan to be unveiled later today will call for a 15% corporate tax rate and breaks for middle Americans, too. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The entire U.S. Senate will be heading to the White House today for an update on the North Korea nuclear threat from top military and intelligence officials who will be briefing all 100 senators. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy says a guided missile destroyer fired a flare towards an Iranian Revolutionary Guard ship in the Persian Gulf this week. A Navy official says the USS Mahan took the action as the Iranian vessel ignored several warnings and kept sailing towards it. The Iranian ship did eventually change course. Back to that tax reform plan the White House is to detail today. Concerns have been raised on Capitol Hill how President Trump himself may benefit from that tax proposal.
Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen is calling on President Donald Trump to be transparent about how he will benefit personally from the corporate tax cuts he's proposing. Van Hollen is also joining Tax March Executive Committee member Delvone Michael in calling on the president to release his tax returns.
That's correspondent Sarah Jacobs, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Chipotle now saying its payment processing system's been breached, but it is still trying to figure out what, if any, information the hackers responsible got. The quick-service Mexican restaurant saying the company recently detected some unauthorized activity on its network that it believes occurred between March 24th and April 18th. Officials say they'll be contacting customers once they know more. Many Los Angeles residents are afraid that city could be on the brink of another riot. As we hear from Jason Campadonia.
A new poll released by Loyola Marymount University Tuesday says for the first time since the 1992 deadly riots, there's an uptick in the number of people who live in the city who fear that another civil disturbance is likely to happen soon. The university has been polling people every 5 years for the past 2 decades. Officials believe the elevation of fear is caused by several years of headlines, viral videos of police force and Black Lives Matter protests over police shootings of Black Americans.
Saying she might consider running for political office, reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner saying in an interview that aired last night that she, quotes, always been on the Republican side, but she's been disappointed with the GOP in the past several years. And the Call of Duty game is going back to its roots, the popular video game revealing its new edition today. And Activision Blizzard saying the latest installment of the popular war game is set during World War II, which is where the game began in 2003. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Time is 8:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're 52 degrees right now, overcast skies, 100% chance of precipitation today. It is Wednesday, and it's August 26, 2017. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. It'll be mostly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. North winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening. For tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning. Mostly sunny. Warmer with highs in the mid-70s. Southeast winds at 5 miles an hour. On Friday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s. On Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 80s. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lower 80s as well. And Monday, that's the 1st of May, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the 70s. That is Good Morning Hunter, and that's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce, and we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little Dwayne Eddy this morning, My Blue Heaven. A little cloudy out there right now, a little overcast, but I think it's supposed to resolve itself. We'll see what's going on. Hopefully your Wednesday is starting off okay. We're in the middle of the week, and you should start planning for your weekend. Looks like we're going to get some nice, mild weather, maybe even summer-like in the very near future. It is 8:09. It's time for me to get traffic to you, so let's go and check out our traffic desk. I get my traffic from HERTTMan.com. You can register with them and get the same traffic I do. Just go over to HERTTMan.com, register, and you'll get the highways, byways in and out of Hunterdon County, including the local roads. For instance, at 7:48, you'd learn that there's an incident on Route 202 northbound at Chubb Way in Branchburg. So if you're traveling up there to get to Somerville, you might have to proceed with a little caution. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Be prepared for that fog tonight. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what is on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10 o'clock. I have Michelle Heidi on at 8:30, we'll talk about the markets. Big day yesterday. The NASDAQ crossed the 6,000 mark for the first time. So we'll talk with Michelle and see if that's going to continue. At 8:40, I have Diane Lane. We go a traveling on Wednesday. Diane Lane from DNL Travel gives us insight into vacation spots, unique places, cruises. And she also gives us traveler news. So we'll talk with Diane at 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I have Dr. Miola here. We're going to talk about his business. He's also happens to be the weather sponsor of Hunter and Chamber Radio. And so we'll learn about his business. And perhaps he might be considering coming on and doing a host of a show. So we'll learn all about him and what his business is all about. That's from 9 to 10. At 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we have Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic comes on talking about how to help kids learn and understand and train kids in this 21st century where they're more tech savvy and more interested and vulnerable and informative than ever before. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamore Roll is on at noon, helping us overcome our stresses, our emotions, and giving us our coping skills to make it through our weeks. Modern Design with Richard Scuderi is on. He's an interior designer and it gives us a way to do really cool stuff on a budget. So Rich comes in for 2 hours, talks with people who are sourcing some of the interior design ideas, and he also takes your questions to help you with your design dilemmas. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy comes on at 3 to 4, and she teaches us and shows us unique people that she comes in contact with as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. David White comes on at 4 to 5. He's helping us with organizational skills in business. And that's it. That's the Hunter and Chamber Radio.com schedule. It's all there on the Hunter and Chamber Radio.com website, our mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to and learn about in Hunter and Chamber Radio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunter and Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunter and Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, Little Boots helping me with celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Finishing up National Infant Immunization Week. It's Money Smart Week. Michelle Heidi will be here on Friday to help us teach our kids how to save. It's National Dance Week. It's Medical Laboratory Professionals Week. Administrative Professionals Week. It's Air Quality Awareness Week. Bedbug Awareness Week, Fibroid Awareness Week, National Princess Week, National Environmental Education Week, National Infertility Awareness Week, National Volunteer Week, Preservation Week, Sky Awareness Week. We have two observatories in Hunterdon County, one up at Voorhees State Park and one over at RVCC. Most of them are open on Saturday nights when there's a nice clear sky, so go and check that out. And very reasonable, the best price ever, they're free. Spring Astronomy Week, National Playground Safety Week, National Scoop the Poop Week. Please walk around and clean up after your dogs. Week of the Young Child, it's World Immunization Week. Sad that we have folks that still think that one study is the bane of all existence. You're putting everybody at risk. Have you heard of polio? No. You know why? Because they were immunized. It's American Quilter Society Week. It's National Tattoo Week. And tomorrow it'll be Gathering of the Nations Powwow. For today, it is National Golf Day. Might have to get a little bit better weather for that. It's Audubon Day. Hug an Australian Day. Hey, mate. International Guide Dogs Day. We have Seeing Eye up there in Morristown and Mendham. Lesbian Visibility Day. It's National Help a Horse Day. National Kids and Pets Day. It's National Pretzel Day. It is World Intellectual Property Day. National Professionals Day or Secretaries Day. Administrative Professionals Day. And it's Richter Scale Day. That's why we're playing Earthquake today. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Why don't you pick something and get involved? Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media of NJ.com reports on the 26th that the Shad Fest, tens of thousands will flock to Delaware River for the Shad Fest. So let's find out what's happening. The Shad Festival, now in its 36th year, has evolved from a local art show into one of the biggest spring festivals in the Garden State. The American shad are caught in the spring, and as they travel up the Delaware River from the Atlantic Ocean to lay eggs in the place they were born. Just then, they start their run, depends on the weather. The festival, being held at 12:30 to 5:30 on Saturday and Sunday, drew an estimated 30,000 people last year. Besides the chance to eat plenty of shad, Those attending the festival can pursue the work of 80 artists, crafters, jewelry to ceramics, furniture and apparel, and home decor, according to the Delaware River Town's Chamber of Commerce. Food ranges from taco salads to fried calamari. In addition to the favorites, shad chowder, hot dogs, fried Oreos, well, that's quite a diet, hamburgers, fries, fresh lemonade for the traditionalists. Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda will be there, featuring homemade sodas and root beer, cream soda, and sarsaparilla. Another popular part of the festival is the poster display and auction. Over 150 art posters created and donated by the local artists are on display during the weekend in the recreation room at the First Presbyterian Church at 31 North Union Street. These posters will be auctioned off on Sunday at 3 p.m. with the money going to the scholarships for students who are pursuing a collegiate career in the arts. Local school children posters will be on display at the Justice Center at 25 South Union Street. There will also be face painting, sand art, and other children's activities, as well as rides. Shad seining demonstrations will take place at Lewis Island, where the Delaware River Basin Commission will also be teaching people about how to test water quality. Shad Festival T-shirts are available online at the Chamber website and will be available for the sale at the festival. This year's presenting sponsor is the Hunterdon Medical Center Foundation. So you have it. You got something to do this weekend, the Shad Festival down there at the Delaware River in Lambertville. Something that you should definitely look at. It's obviously something that has been a mainstay because it's been there for 36 years. So there must be something good to do on a spring day. And it looks like we might get some pretty good weather for it, nice and warm. You might have to bring an umbrella, though. There might be a thunderstorm or two. So plan your day, plan your week. That's why that is vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday today?
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
From the old Disc Jockey Almanac, Lonely Girl 15 actress Jessica Rose is 30. Inherit Vice Shannon Colas is 31. From Girls, Jemima Kirk is 32. Night and Days, Falk Henschel is 32. NCIS, Emily Wickersham, she's 33 today. From Patriot, Michael Dorman is 36. The 100-Foot Journey, Amit Shah is 36. Fast Five and Fast and the Furious, Jordana Brewster is 37. It's the 37th birthday of Marnette Patterson. She was the actress in American Sniper. Channing Tatum is 37 from Jump Street. Anna Mucha is 37 from Boys Don't Cry. In Legends, Clara Isova is 38. Mike and Molly Nyambi Nyambi is 38. From Roswell, Sarah Downing is 38. Actress in Castle, Stana Katic is 39. The Manchurian Candidate, Pablo Schreiber is 39. Actress in Passions, Mackenzie Westmore, she's 40 today. Cheaper by the Dozens, Tom Welling is 40. Hannah Montana, Jason Earls is 40. From Casino Royale, Ivana Milchevic is 43. Erica McDermott is 44 from American Hustle. It's the 46th birthday of Shrandella Avery from End of Watch. U.S. First Lady, Melania Trump is 47 today. Mona Lisa actress, Kate Hardy, she's 48. Marianne Jean-Baptiste is 50 from Without a Trace. Pro wrestler, Glenn Jacobs is 50. Intimacies, Susanna Harker is 52. The King of Queens, Kevin James, is 52 today. From Hero, Jet Li is 54. Actor in Mad TV, Deborah Wilson's 55. The Young and the Restless, Michael Damian, 55. Last Emperor, Joan Chen is 56. From Breaking Bad, Giancarlo Esposito is 59. From Titanic, Ron Donacci is 61. Catch Me If You Can's Nancy Lenihan is 64. Star Trek V, Spice Williams Crosby is 65. Ron McLarty's 70th birthday in The Postman. Gary Wright is 74 from Captain Video, former child actor. Singer of Wild One, Bobby Rydell is 75. Miss France, 1958. Claudine Auger is 76. R&B singer Maurice Williams is 79. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dwayne Eddy is 79. We were playing his song at the beginning of the show. International Boxing Hall of Famer Nino Benvenuti is 79. And TV Hall of Famer Carol Burnett is 84 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntschimber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for me to take a break. We'll have Michelle Heidi on with the investment update in just a few minutes. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington on huntschimber.com.
With Chris Barnes.
In case anybody has any question, the wall's going to get built.
President Trump making that clear yesterday after word gets out that he's willing to wait till September for funding from Congress to build that wall at the southern border, a change he's made so that a funding bill can be approved by the end of the week to avert a government shutdown. Meanwhile, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says drug lords like El Chapo should pay for that wall. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
The feds have already seized $14 billion from El Chapo while he awaits trial in New York for moving 500 tons of cocaine along the U.S.-Mexican border. So Senator Cruz says it makes perfect sense to use those forfeited funds. He's proposing a bill. Says El Chapo's drug money would go a long way toward building a wall that would keep Americans safe.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
South Korea's confirmed the U.S. has begun moving parts of an anti-missile defense system to a deployment site in South Korea, about 150 miles south of Seoul. Meanwhile, today, the White House will have all 100 U.S. senators in for a discussion of the tense situation with North Korea, as we hear from USA's Joe Gomez.
It's a rare gathering at the White House, which typically hosts smaller groups of lawmakers, but not the entire U.S. Senate. They'll be meeting in an auditorium at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, where senators will be briefed on the escalating situation with North Korea by top U.S. intelligence officials. At a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Senator John McCain says the threat North Korea poses to the U.S. is real.
A North Korean missile with a nuclear payload capable of striking an American city is no longer a distant hypothetical. but in imminent danger.
Also expected out of the White House today, details about the president's tax reform plans. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Today is the third annual American Red Cross 24-Hour Giving Day. It says by launching Giving Day 2017, it's trying to focus on providing hope and urgent relief, including food and blankets and other essentials to people affected by disasters. Giving Day 2017 also supports the work of volunteers in communities all across the nation. Caitlyn Jenner says she would consider running for political office. The reality TV star saying last night she has, quote, always been on the Republican side, but Jenner says she's been very disappointed with the GOP over the past several years. Jenner said in the next year or two she will be looking at where she might be able to be more effective in helping the LGBT community. They're calling this the heist of the century in Paraguay. From Bill Zimfer, we get the details.
The robbery was more like a military assault than an armed robbery, as 50 men armed with automatic rifles, dynamite, and anti-aircraft guns hit a private security vault and police headquarters in a town near the Brazilian border. One police officer and three suspects were killed in the ensuing gun battle, which ended when robbers used speedboats to cross a river into Brazil. The group, believed to be comprised of Brazilian gangsters, got away with an estimated $8 million.
We want to remind you that we are powered by WesternJournalism.com. Next time you're online, you might want to check that out. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's 8:30. It's time for the investment update with the Michelle Heide, who is from Patton Heide & Associates. And Michelle, I heard yesterday was a fabulous, raving success. Congratulations.
Absolutely. It was such a great success, and I think the market had such a great day because all these wonderful women were together planning all these great things.
There you go.
But no, it really was a great summit. I mean, from the Donna Simon in the morning, to the breakout sessions, to the keynote, it was just such a great day full of education, connections, energy.
Right.
Yeah, by the time I got home last night, I was pooped.
Yeah, I saw Laura coming. She said she was on empty, too.
Exactly. No, it really was a spectacular summit. So,
yeah.
As I mentioned off air, every year it gets harder and harder to top the year before. So now it's like, okay, next week when we meet for our meeting, we'll recap what went well, what we could look to improve upon, and then start planning for next year. So,
well, that's good.
We have a few days off.
That's a great business. There's a great business theme right there that you just don't sit on the success anecdotally. You guys are going to sit down after everything subsided and actually critically look at what happened and successfully and not so successfully and use those notes when they're fresh in your mind. Everybody can learn a lesson from that.
Absolutely.
Neat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations for pushing the NASDAQ up into a record territory. What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, yesterday, Congress appeared to be on track to release their budget in time to avoid a government shutdown, so the markets obviously saw that as a positive. In addition, we're expecting a quote-unquote massive tax plan announcement today, and we haven't seen anything specific yet, although rumor has it will focus on a lot of steep cuts to corporate tax rates and repatriated earnings.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Right now the futures are kind of mixed, relatively flat. But we'll see what they decide to roll out today, and focus on the tax plan. So obviously the market saw that as a positive, especially if steep cuts come into corporate tax rates.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, consumers are like, well, what about us now? On the earnings front, we had Twitter coming in better than expected. Their stock was trading up about 10% in pre-market trading. We had Wynn Resorts announcing a $1.5 billion Lagoon theme park in Vegas. So their stock was up about 4% in pre-market on earnings beat and on that announcement. I don't know, what's a Lagoon theme park? I don't know, I guess I have to look into that.
I guess it has to do with water, but what's interesting is, I guess it's been a while now, about 20, at least 17, 18 years ago, the MGM Grand used to have an amusement park and a water park behind them.
Right.
And they eventually did away with it.
They did away with it. So, I guess Wynn Resorts is feeling like they need to have a big old water park out there. Obviously, if they're investing $1.5 billion, that's
holy cow.
In my mind.
Well, water's scarce in Las Vegas.
That's true. That's true. Got to pay a premium for it out there.
Yep.
Let's see, we also had PepsiCo beating on demand for healthier snacks and drinks, which is always funny because most of us still think of Pepsi and Coca-Cola as soda, but obviously both companies have started diversifying much more in offering what they say are healthier treats, although sometimes when you read the labels, you're like, well, what is actually healthy in here? But anyway, that's a whole different story. Conversely, let's see, we had Procter & Gamble disappointing on their earnings. They cited geopolitical challenges. I mean, right now when you're looking at the bigger companies that do have a global presence, you are starting to see a little bit more of a flattening of their share prices just because of currency exchange rates and, again, some of the geopolitical challenges that are going on across the globe. So right now the futures, again, are relatively mixed until we actually hear what Trump's tax plan is. Overnight we had Japan up about a little over 1%, and we have European markets currently trading lower, mostly on utility and financials. They're in their earnings season as well, so they're trading a little bit lower so far this morning. So tomorrow when we talk, hopefully we'll be able to have some conversation surrounding what these announcements are regarding tax cuts.
Mm-hmm. All right. I also heard a little rumor that paying for the wall has been is kind of being postponed till the budget of next year, which would be around October. But he's still not letting it go. He's still definitely looking at it. Hey, you got to give the man credit for at least abiding by what he said he was going to do for the most part in his administration.
Oh, exactly. Right.
That's true.
It's only been a few months, and he's already been tackling some of the key things he talked about.
Yep.
Not that he's really gotten anywhere, but at least he's been focusing on them.
Well, and that's always been the challenge. That's the challenge of any president. Yeah. The president is not the legislative branch. The president's the executive branch, and you still got to have the Congress and the Senate the House of Representatives and the Senate to pass things before you can even sign them.
Exactly. So, I agree. At least he's been focusing on what he said he was going to focus on. So, so that's always a positive.
Neat. Excellent. All right.
Excellent.
Sorry. So we're mixed right now, and there was euphoria yesterday when around the Asian markets in London, but that's all kind of everybody's taking a breather today, right?
So far, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Although it'll be interesting to see the response when we do hear the actual announcement or press conference. I'm not sure how it's taking place, but to see what the response is there.
Okay, so everybody's kind of sitting on their finger, hovering over the button.
Exactly.
Cool. Very well. Have a great day.
Right.
Take a nap after your big day yesterday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I know. I really should have planned better because I have a lot of meetings today, and I'm already tired, and I haven't even started yet.
I
have to write that in my notebook for next year. The day after the summit, have it more of a laid-back kind of day.
Laid-back, yep. Very good. Thank you so much,
right,
Michelle. We'll talk to you again.
All right, sounds good.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, huntingtonchamber.com every morning at 8:30. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntingtonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Huntington County.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's time for Going Travel with Diane Lane from D&L Travel. Going on vacation. So we got some 80-degree weather coming up, Diane. And
I know
you're looking forward to it.
It looks hard to believe, right?
Yeah. Too much. So I'm going to start you off with airlines for just a minute. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but there was just a report out, I guess it was a day or so ago, on customer service. And was it United and American? I guess we're at the 73, 75. The two worst airlines were Spirit at 61 and Frontier at 63.
And why is that? Did they say why?
Primarily because of their business model, which, you know, and this is where I wanted to actually bring this up, because their business model is to be no frills.
Yeah.
So,
and they don't, and they're not spending the money.
Yeah.
Like the big companies
right.
are, or have these big promotional things, or they're to trying to keep the price down so people can enjoy getting to where they got to get.
Right. I don't see an issue with it. I'd had, aside from one incident where the weather was bad, for the most part, and Spirit was just trying to, just starting their going from Myrtle Beach to Newark, and they have to borrow space, I think, from United.
Yeah.
If they miss their gate opportunity, then
that happens sometimes.
Yeah,
there's nothing you could do. So you sit on the runway till the space opens up, or they put you someplace else.
Well, we actually didn't even take off. They were so well in tune with that they didn't even bother. Until they knew they were going to have a space open.
Right.
So, you know, you've been telling us to kind of consider those options. And, you know, I just want to bring the other side of the argument in that says, if you're looking to drive down prices and you're going to use these carriers instead, you're going to have to lower your expectations a little bit. But quite honestly, you know, for the most part, you get a pretty good ride, and it doesn't break the bank.
And you're not doing the driving; you're just sitting back and taking it all in.
I went from Philadelphia to Myrtle Beach. It cost me $80 round trip.
Yep.
$80 round trip, and then it cost another $42 for my luggage round trip.
So what if you had to drive it? What would it cost you again?
Oh, and I have to usually stay in a hotel.
Right,
oh, yeah.
Exactly.
No,
so
it's
you
fine.
You have to kind of weigh your options.
Sure.
Like, pick your battles here because the Americans have always been very versatile to travel and do their own things. I mean, we used to take the station wagon, put the pillows and the blankets in the back of the car, and on a long trip, that's where we slept.
Yeah. Well, that's where the kids slept. The parents.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know? People always camped out. People have always used RVs, you know, and then they got away from it. They got away from camping. They got away from doing all that. Well, it's coming back in a norm.
Right.
You know, people are starting to say, hey, this isn't a bad idea. It's a cheap way to travel. Yeah, if you don't want to do a hotel room, you know.
Well, hotel room and food.
Yeah.
Alone. I do that math all the time. So
you had kids. You know what it's all about.
Heck yeah,
today's
I know.
Prices. My God, listen, a gallon of milk's over $5 and something. A loaf of bread's $4 and something.
Yep.
And a jar of peanut butter and a jar of jelly. Hello?
Yeah.
You got $10.
So, yeah, I do the math pretty quick. I try to sit there and figure out whether it's worth it. And then if I'm staying down in that particular location and it's going to be a lengthy period of time and you have to rent a car... That's when you have to start deciding whether it's worth it to drive or not. But if you're going down for a long weekend or 4 days, definitely worth flying if you can get
to get to where you got to go.
Sure.
Yeah. And just, you know, pick and choose your flight time so you're not stuck in an airport, or you're not laid over, and, you know, you're going to get there, you know, not aggravated. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah, no, and
everybody has anxieties just before they leave a trip.
No, I'm fine, and I have to give a shout out to Spirit. They had changed my flight time, and they had informed me via email and text message, so I didn't even bother going to the airport for another 6 hours. So I just stayed where I was.
Yeah, that's
so it was no skin off my nose. I was fine.
That's why they want to know people's phone numbers, how to get a hold of you, emails, what have you.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's always good to check it out. I've always, you know, like, the big picture. Yeah, the big picture is they've had a cheap ride right now with the fuel. They haven't passed those savings on to anybody.
Right.
They're not giving anything for nothing. They're charging for carry-on. They're charging for all the luggage.
Mm-hmm.
They're making extra bucks on all that. They didn't give it up.
Yep.
You know, when they thought they had to have it, when the prices of the fuel were so high. So they're not helping the consumer. They're helping themselves. And I don't blame people for doing other things.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of people are taking the cruises because you get everything all in one package.
Yep, that's right.
That's it. You know? And that's why the cruise companies are going crazy.
Crazy.
Ships and new itineraries and all kinds of things.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. The Crystal... yacht styles, okay? 62 people on the cruise. That's it.
Wow.
It's a new expedition, yacht expedition cruises that mm-hmm. they're doing in the Caribbean and in Greece and the Adriatic. And I'm going to tell you something. There's some fantastic deals. Like $4,000, you can go on a beautiful trip in the West Indies for 6 to 11 days. And everything is included luxury.
Yeah, it's not bad. You have to do your airfare, though, right? That's not.
That's it. The airfare down. And sometimes they give a special with the airfare, okay? But, like, mm-hmm. here's a one in December, December 17th, or you even got one going for the holidays. You go to Marigot, which is in St. Martin, you overnight. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to cruise to St. Kitts.
Wow.
You're going to Guadalupe, and then mm-hmm. Montserrat, Antigua, Nevis, Saba, St. Bart, you overnight two nights, Anguilla, and then back to Marigot Bay. 11 days, it's $7,000.
Hmm. Okay.
And everything is included, is in all luxury. And you're going to locations that the other cruises don't go.
Nice.
You know, and then they have one that's 7 days. It's, and there's some in November and December. You go Marigot again, St. Bart's, Gustava, Anagata, Scrub Island overnight, Host Van Dyke overnight. These are the British Virgin Islands. Salt Island, Tortola, Peter Island overnight, the Indians, Virgin Gorda overnight, back to St. Martin, $4,000.
That Peter Island, I've heard, is pretty remote.
It's really, it's, you can go there for all-inclusive. Just stay on the island for a few days.
Yeah, yeah.
And Scrub Island, that's the new one that the British built. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yep. Scrub Island is next door to Tortola, and it's just all luxury villas and a resort and marina.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's right there. You can do what you can do either one. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic. And then, like, they have this one, Venice to Dubrovnik, and it goes to Rovnik, Shimnyog, Trogir, Hvar, Vis, Korčula, and then Dubrovnik. And that's 7 days. Traveling in the Adriatic, and it's $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
The other one goes to Greece.
Okay.
It starts in Dubrovnik, goes to Kotor, Corfu, Parga, Atea, Corinthian Canal, Hydra, Navapalon, Athens, and Piraeus.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that one's $6,000. And you're getting total luxury.
And 62 passengers, is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
62 passengers.
No, oh, you can get everybody's first name in the first night.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you have to see the stuff. They have a two-personal passenger submarine.
Wow.
That they can use, that you can go underwater. And they also have a speedboat if you want to take a wild ride. It's part of the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
But the luxury, I mean, here's something, you know, a butler service, shore excursions in every port, you got the speedboat, you got Wi-Fi, you got 24-hour room service, you got all these things.
Right.
But why would you want to do anything else?
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, sure. I mean, you can't put together that type of itinerary flying and staying in different hotels. And you spend all your time traveling. We're here, you're going from port to port, and they're entertaining you while you're doing that.
Right, and they're feeding you.
Sure,
anything,
and they're feeding
every
you.
Time, all day long, all night long, whatever. It's 24 hours.
That two-person submarine becomes a one and a half by the end of the day, by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and so if you really want to have a feeling of having your own ship and being rich and famous, and it's on your bucket list to do something like that. Here's a company to do it with.
And that's Crystal, you said, right?
Crystal Cruises. Yeah, they kind of reinvented the wheel. They've kind of gotten better over the years. They used to be high-end. Yeah, they're high-end, but they've made it affordable.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the other company I like that's small, that if you want to do the South Pacific, is Paul Galgone, and that's, you know, Tahiti, Bora Bora, out in that neck of the woods, Cook Islands. Yeah.
Well,
that's only got 300 people on the ship. and you really get to see what the island is all about.
Now, the ship is only going to have 62 passengers. How big is it in comparison to...
It's a huge yacht.
It's a huge yacht, okay.
Yeah.
And what about the stabilization and stuff? Some people are worried about seasickness or the...
No, these things are made... the way they're making the... It's like, I can't explain that. You have to kind of look online to see all the different type of boats
right.
that they have out there and what they have, the technology today. I don't know if people have ever been to a boat show.
Right.
But to go see a boat show, a power boat show, you get to really find out what it's all about, the dynamics of what's involved now in the big yachts and why people are going for them versus taking the bigger ships that
right.
hold 5,000 or 6,000 people.
Yep. Yeah. I know they have the stabilizations. So they just don't have one rudder. They just don't have one propeller.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Today I'm signing a new executive order to end another egregious abuse of federal power and to give that power back to the states and to the people where it belongs.
President Trump announcing executive action to reverse Obama administration actions using the Antiquities Act to claim large patches of land and block them from oil drilling or other exploration. The president said it was time to end governmental abuse of acts like the Antiquities Act.
The Antiquities Act does not give the federal government unlimited power to lock up millions of acres of land, and it's time we ended this abusive practice.
U.S. senators climbing aboard buses today. They're heading to the White House for a classified update on North Korea. Top military and intelligence officials will be providing the briefing on nuclear weapons and the threat posed by North Korea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger chicken sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
France has released their report on the chemical weapons attack in Syria, proving it was the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad behind the assault. Bill Zinfer files this report.
The French foreign minister released details of the report today, saying analysis of samples taken at the scene of the attack showed without a doubt that sarin gas was used. French intelligence services were also able to match the production method used to a previous attack by the Syrian government in 2013. Russia immediately rejected ties to the Assad regime, saying the only way to determine responsibility was with an impartial international investigation.
A huge explosion this morning in North St. Louis leveled a home, sending an entire wall into the home next door. According to St. Louis Fire Department officials, a vacant building exploded around 8:40. One building is entirely leveled. Debris is covering neighboring roofs. Fire officials have been going door to door through the neighborhood, checking on residences and making sure natural gas systems are turned off. USA Radio News.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators this week at the best selection of